Earlier this year, we brought you a story about Centralia, Washington, home to the state's only coal plant, which made a deal with the state to close, but also to help the community deal with the loss. State Impact Pennsylvania's Rachel McDevitt reported that story, and she joins me now to talk about a new project. Rachel, remind us why you went to Washington State.
So I went because I wanted to see an example of what happens to a community when it is allowed to plan ahead for a big economic disruption in its energy economy. The Washington plant made a deal with that state over a decade ago to close by 2025 and to create a $55 million fund to help the community move on to the next thing, whatever that might be. So far, it's helped businesses. It's also gotten new energy industries like hydrogen interested in the area. But in Pennsylvania, most communities haven't gotten help, even as the coal industry has been in decline.
Have there been any efforts to help coal communities in Pennsylvania transition?
I'd say there's been nothing comprehensive. And the most recent state plan that came from the former Democratic Governor Tom Wolf caused a lot of controversy and is still tied up in a legal fight.
That was the Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative, or REGI, right?
That's exactly right. Wolf wanted Pennsylvania to join REGI. That's a program with 10 other northeastern states that make power plants pay for the pollution they emit. So that would have made coal plants more expensive to run and made cleaner energy sources more appealing on the electric grid. And with the money that was raised from power plants paying that fee, Wolf wanted some of that to go to energy communities, which are places that are losing jobs because of the energy transition, to help them create something new. But Republican lawmakers and fossil fuel groups sued over the program. So Pennsylvania has never participated or raised any money that could have gone to coal communities. And that leaves those places pretty much on their own.
Now, you just visited one such energy community, Homer City in Indiana County, which lost its plant last year. What did you find?
So Homer City has to deal with the loss of a major industry and the legacy of that industry. The borough manager wants to pivot to a more recreation, nature-based economy. But first, he's going to need to clean up the waterways that are polluted from a century of coal mining.
Yeah, that sounds like a big challenge. Let's listen to your report.
It's a sunny, warm Sunday at Yellow Creek State Park in Indiana County. Kayakers and paddleboarders are floating on the lake. Fishermen are casting lines into the sparkling water. John Hoffbender just finished a pontoon boat ride with his family.
I've been a boat owner. It's the best deal in town.
He's lived in nearby Homer City for about 3.5 years. He moved from Chicago to be closer to his grandchildren.
But it's nice to be out in the country. I don't miss big city life.
Rebecca Bepler owns Yellow Creek Rental and Supply with her husband. She says about half of their customers come from the area and the rest are vacationers.
We have a very good continuing customer base that come year after year.
She hopes to grow the business beyond the lake.
We've always talked about on local waterways expanding and doing kayak rentals or tubing rentals somewhere else.
Some local officials here would love to see this kind of tourism industry grow, in part to make up for the loss of the coal industry. Coal mining has been in decline for decades, and the massive Homer City coal power plant closed abruptly last year. Rob Nymick is the borough manager of Homer City, less than 10 miles from the state park.
We need to attract younger families. And the younger families are into the hiking, biking, camping, fishing, boating.
But by the time Yellow Creek gets to Homer City, it's orange with acid mine runoff. There, it meets up with Two Lick Creek, which is tinged a milky green from heavy metals.
Nobody wants to do that. I'm sorry. I mean, facts are facts.
Nymick has been trying to rally support for cleanup since he got his job in 1996, and he's finally secured some federal money to get started.
That's better.
In a conference room, Nymick rolls out a long piece of paper with an aerial photo showing his big plan in 7 phases, starting with creek cleanup and an extension of a hiking and biking trail that could eventually connect several communities and give kids a safe way to get to school.
I guess this has been my theme the whole time, and hopefully it'll continue, is if we bring life back into the streams, we bring life back into our community.
The borough got federal money to remediate massive piles of mining waste that are leaching pollutants into the creeks and to develop the trail. Tanya Weller, the borough secretary, is all in on Nymick's plans. She says lots of people in the area will drive about 1.5 hours north to Cook Forest to enjoy nature.
We want those people to come here. We don't want our community to leave to go to clean waters and trails and that sort of thing.
Unfortunately, ours stink. Ours are yellow and ours are orange. Ours are white.
Nymek says it's time for a field trip, and we load into a white pickup to see the evidence.
Road trip time.
Just north of the burrow, he leads the way through some trees to Two Lick Creek.
That's all mine acid drainage. See the orange? That's polluting the entire creek. From here down.
Water is gushing out of a hole in the bank and running into the creek, leaving behind a whitish-green residue it picked up as it flowed through abandoned mines. The ground around the well is muddy and tinted orange. No plants are growing where the water seeps up.
Nobody comes here and opens a well. This runs 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. This is old legacy mines.
Though she grew up in Homer City, Weller had never seen this.
If everybody in this town saw that orange crap and the green crap that's sitting there and flowing into the water, seriously?
I think we've accepted it because it was going for jobs. When the coal mines were booming, the power plants booming, I think people just accepted it. Okay, they're gone. Now we can't accept this anymore.
To show a contrast, Nymek drives to a spot on Yellow Creek a few hundred yards before it picks up mine pollution. On the first day of fishing season, Nymek says 100 cars will be parked along the road at this point.
You're catching trout, you're catching walleye, muskie, right here. But you go 300 yards down a stream, you're catching nothing. It's dead water.
If the clean water could continue into town, Nymek says that would be a huge help.
Would be in Homer City fishing, and then after they fish, grab a cup of coffee.
The borough is applying for money to build a primitive campground near the creeks and the bike trail to give fishermen a place to stay. Officials also want to remove blighted buildings on Main Street to create a new community hub with green space, mom-and-pop shops, and room for events. Coming up with the money is challenging in a small borough with an aging population that's seen several large employers shrink and disappear. It's been frustrating for Weller and Nymek to write proposal after grant proposal and come up with nothing.
We need help. We need help to do this. And, you know, all the monies are there, but we didn't get funded for this round. But why not? Where are we missing?
Still, Nymek is hopeful the recent grant awards will create momentum and put the borough on a path to a future with clean streams that invite people to come spend time in his hometown.
We're back with State Impact Pennsylvania's Rachel McDevitt, who reported that story. Rachel, what's next for Homer City?
The mine waste remediation project should be finished by the end of this year, and that's supposed to help Yellow Creek flow much cleaner. And in the meantime, the borough is hoping to hear back on some more of its grant applications.
Rachel, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Rachel McDevitt reports for State Impact Pennsylvania. Her reporting for this story received support from America Amplified, a national public media collaboration dedicated to community engagement and listening. Head to our website for Rachel's story and reporting from the Allegheny Front's Reed Frazier on Homer City 1 year after the plant closed. That's at AlleghenyFront.org. You're listening to The Allegheny Front. I'm Carol Holzapfel.